Chapter 7. No Small Parts. Discord had to rub his ears to make sure he wasn't hearing things. "Big Mac!" he exclaimed, jaw to the floor. "But he only knows two words!" "Big Mac was just right for the part," said Twilight with a shrug. "Is it because he's a stallion? I can be a stallion!" Discord snapped his claw and transformed into a taupe unicorn with a black mane and a tornado cutie mark. "See?" Discord snapped his claw and switched back to his normal Draconicus body.
"No, it's not that," said Fluttershy, stepping forward.
It's what, dear Fluttershy?" Discord asked as he leaned down to the yellow Pegasus. He whipped around and began pacing back and forth across the room, counting his possible flaws on his claws. "Was I off key? Did I not entertain? Were my chocolate raindrops not dazzling enough? Not chocolatey enough? Honestly, you ponies wouldn't know pure talent if it splashed you in the muzzle." Suddenly, a gigantic bucket of water appeared out of nowhere and drenched the ponies and Spike.
"Hey, that wasn't nice!" Pinkie Pie shrieked,
her once poofy mane now slick and dripping against her face.
"You mentioned chocolate, and that was water!"
"Discord," Twilight interrupted in a gentle tone, "I want to be honest with you, because that's what friends do." Twilight looked to Applejack for reassurance. She nodded her brown cowpony hat, and Twilight continued. "You're new to Ponyville, and that's great. But your moving here has ruffled more than a few feathers. In fact, no pony wanted to let you be in our show at all."
"They didn't?"
Discord wilted.
"But I have to be in the show." "Except us,"
Fluttershy chimed in with a tiny grin. "We stood up for you," Rarity added, trying to magic her purple mane back to its normal, perfect curl. "Though now I'm starting to regret that decision. Look at my mane! It's all wet!"
"But..."
Discord blasted a gust of air at the ponies, and suddenly they were dry.
"Doesn't every pony like me now? I've been reformed by your magic of friendship and all that other nonsensically hooey-gooey pony stuff that you all live by."
He slumped down into a chair and slurped his cup of tea.
"While the seven of us know you've turned over a new leaf," Twilight explained, "not every pony in town knows that side of you. Yet."
"I did notice a few ponies avoiding me today," Discord admitted.
"It's okay," Spike walked over and chimed in. "The musical will be your chance to prove you don't need the spotlight."
"That's right," Applejack said with a nod. "You can show him just how much you want to be a part of the Ponyville Players and our town by joining the ensemble."
"The ensemble?"
Discord spit out a gulp of tea in disgust. Fortunately, Rarity hopped out of the way just in time to avoid the stream of lukewarm water.
"But if I'm in the ensemble, that means I'll have to stand behind the action with all the other background ponies, completely unnoticed by all in attendance, including Princess Celestia."
He pointed his nose skyward and crossed his arms over his brown chest. "It's hardly worth the effort at all if she doesn't watch me perform."
"Remember," Fluttershy said, trotting over to Discord, "there are no small parts, only small ponies."
"Or in this case, small Draconicuses," joked Rainbow Dash. "Or is it Draconici?"
Rainbow scratched her head.
"Are there even any more of you out there?"
"Wrong," said Discord. He pointed at Fluttershy's empty teacup, and suddenly he was sitting inside it, the size of a small garden lizard.
"Now I'm a small Draconicus."
Fluttershy's eyes grew wide with surprise. Discord leaned over the rim of the cup and chuckled.
"That was hilarious because I'm physically small now."
None of the ponies laughed.
Oh, forget it.
Discord pointed a claw at himself, and he was back to normal, standing next to Rainbow Dash.
I crack myself up, I really do.
Me too, said Pinkie Pie. Want to hear my joke about the chickens who won the lottery?
Was it a clucky day?
Discord asked, leaning towards Pinkie Pie with his snaggletooth grin.
Yeah, it was,
Pinkie giggled. You seem to be feeling better about all this, Discord, Twilight said as she trotted to the front door. And I'm glad, but there will be plenty of time for jokes later. We have to get things ready for our first rehearsal tomorrow. Come on, everypony! She flung the door open and used her magic to unfurl a slide from the floating house back down to the ground. Twilight jumped out, followed by Rainbow Dash, Applejack, Pinkie Pie, Rarity, and Spike.
Whee!
Pinkie Pie squealed all the way down.
See you tomorrow!
Shouted Spike. Oh, no, you won't, Discord mumbled to himself. If those ponies thought he was actually going to go along with their casting decision, they were crazy. Discord had much better things to do with his time, like wreaking havoc and causing chaos. Celestia's little request wasn't worth this humiliation.
I'm proud of you for joining our show, even though you didn't get the role you wanted, said Fluttershy with a smile. I just had to tell you that before I go.
Then she took off flying out the door and soared toward Ponyville. As Discord watched her disappear into the distance, he got that strange feeling again. It was warm and nice. Friendship. It could make even a Draconicus do silly things, like join an ensemble, when he definitely deserved to be the star.